We welcome back to the show, Stefan Radzinski. I want to give him some time kind of to decompress after what was a whirlwind week for him when he went to the Tour of Champions, courtesy of many of you who voted for him. And he fared very well in winning two of his three races down there. And, you know, how many doors did it open? What's up next? He joins us now. Stefan, I guess quickly, if you can, just, you know, I saw a lot of your social media feeds. It was, you know, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for you, but you're kind of hoping to make it that's something that, you know, maybe not the Tour of Champions again, but racing with those guys regularly on some sort of circuit. What did you learn most about racing that weekend?
Oh, that's a tough one. It was a lot. And I think the biggest thing of it is just they're all regular guys. you know everyone you're competing with, all the competitors. I mean, they all have their good days and bad days. And I think if you really kind of work at it and put your mind to it, that things are possible. I mean, that was really like amazing for me. Obviously, learning about, you know, the intricacies and the depth of knowledge that they have about the sport. You know, that stuff's fascinating for me as a racing nerd and as a guy, as a driver. But just the fact that you know, these guys are regular people, and like on the day when it's maybe equal equipment or unfamiliar circumstances, which it was at Race of Champions, there's a chance. So it was a great experience. I was just trying to take as much in. The first few days, I was just trying to stay out of everyone's way in a way, because I wasn't racing till Sunday. I did the practice on Friday morning with everybody, but they had their event on Saturday that I wasn't a part of, and I was just kind of like hanging around, listening, hearing what they're talking about the cars, you know, gear selection, like what they're doing, and they have interesting conversations. So just picking up on that stuff, great. But it definitely has given me even more motivation to see, okay, like how far can we go with this? Because it was incredible. Edmonton got behind me, Canada got behind me, and they got me to that position. And then winning two of my three races was obviously, it was unreal. It felt so good to sort of reward the people who believed in me and give me the shot, even if they knew nothing about me. It just meant a lot to kind of solidify myself, like, okay, I deserve to be here with winning a couple of races.
Now, you go there, obviously, focus on wanting to race. But one of the big challenges in racing is you got to race, but then you're also out there soliciting sponsors and advertisers. And, you know, the business side of it in racing is massive, especially for young guys trying to get into it. So how are you able to balance that to say, well, geez, I don't want to look too pushy? Or did you have to say, you know what, this is the one time I got to be pushy?
You know, I was lucky, actually. My buddy Dennis came down with me, and he's a business guy in town. And he's like, you know what, if you need anyone in your corner for the weekend, I'll try and help you out. So he came down with me. So it kind of took a little bit of pressure off me. He was doing more of the mingling, you know, staying out for beers with the guys you need to stay out for beers with at night while I could kind of go home. I'd obviously try and meet everybody. But I knew nothing I could say, or, you know, I could just be respectful and everything that I think I do normally. But staying out of the way was a big part of it for me, because I knew that, you know, when I had my shot was Sunday, and like that was what was going to build my resume more than anything else. So I really just focused in on that. Obviously, talking to the drivers, talking to, you know, some people in the sport was incredible. But I knew it would all mean nothing if I didn't do anything on Sunday. Like there was you could talk all you wanted, but if you didn't do anything on Sunday, there was no chance it was going to take you any further. So I really focused on that, and I had somebody else that weekend kind of helping me, at least, you know, put contact, meet people, and I don't know where it'll go yet. Obviously, that's the reality. Like, it's I think the work is just beginning, but it's definitely motivated me to see, okay, like, how far can we go with this? I mean, I think a challenge in sports and a challenge in motorsports as well is, like, people just don't share the story of the sport maybe well enough, or the passion for the sport well enough, and I think that's really why my campaign struck a chord, and I think that's why it went so far, because people, like, I don't think there's that many people who know a lot about the Race of Champions or even motorsports in general. They saw that it really mattered to me, and it did. And I think that's a big part of something that I think maybe athletes miss out on a lot. Like, the story is pretty crazy. Like, what they're doing in the NHL and NASCAR and Formula One and, you know, whatever, it's pretty wild. So I'm hoping I can carry this into something. You know, it'd be great if I could, you know, find a team or an opportunity that kind of recognizes that and wants to be a part of something like that.
Stefan Radzinski joins us, a local racer. We're just at the Race of Champions, fared very well, winning two of his three races Now, in that sense, for you, you know, you look at it in today's society more than anything, right? There seems to be like that short window of opportunity where a lot of people, like your name's probably at, you know, at the forefront for a lot of people who maybe didn't know about you. They got to see you in numerous different race cars in a tough situation, and you fared very well. Do you feel like you've got to be more aggressive now to keep knocking on those doors? Hey, I'm still here, guys. Hey, I'm still here. Do you have a ride? You know, is that part of your personality, and how tough is it to do that for a car racer?
For sure it's difficult, but I for sure that's exactly what I'm doing. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to reach out to people and say, okay, like what opportunities are there? I get that lots of like race season programs are filled up. I get that, you know, taking someone else's job is pretty tough. And I'm not even looking for that. I'm looking for the opportunity to prove myself at the highest level possible. I think I've learned that about myself. Like that's my addiction. It's like competing is great, but competing against the best is like, no, I want to do that. Like, when I had the taste of it, it's like, no, I want to race with these guys all the time because they're so good, and you can just, you just raise your game so much more. So personally, that's, I'm just looking for the opportunity somewhere where someone's going to be willing to take a chance. Obviously, I recognize I've got a ton to learn. I'm still young. Plenty of time to learn more in the sport, but I have the drive to do that, and I really want to take this as far as I can. I think, as far as my mind's concerned, like nothing is impossible. And I think more than anything, the Race of Champions opportunity kind of opened up that to me, that, you know, maybe there is something beyond racing in Canada here even that I could do. I'd love to race internationally. I'd love to kind of go on a big stage as possible.
Yeah, no, and that's fair. Now, I know, obviously, you can go back in the Micro Challenge, which is great, and you gained a lot of experience. So just in that circuit alone, how do you think this experience will make you a better driver for the upcoming season?
I think more than anything, I'll have a target on my back even more now because everyone's going to want to beat me. that's the reality of it. No, I mean, I think it's a tough sport because I know there's guys in the Micro Cup who are really, really damn good. But they're not recognized as the same level as an Indy 500 champion or a Le Mans winner or whatever. And they might not have that experience in them. They might not suit other cars as well or what have you. But within what they're doing, they're really good. So it's tough. And I know those guys will be just as tough as before, and they won't be giving me any breaks. But I love that. Like, that's the reason I was able to go to the Race of Champions, you know, thanks to the guys like the Touchette group who kept me going for the last 2 years. I was out of a ride. I didn't have anything to do. And I just happened to like win the Montreal Grand Prix support race, and it led to 2 years more of driving, which ended up giving me the chance to race at the Race of Champions. So it's crazy how kind of like fate in a way has worked out for me so far that I'm 24. I'm not the youngest guy in the world, but I appreciate more than ever now that things maybe haven't worked out. You know, when I was 18, 19, 20, I wanted to be an Indy car driver by then. But it just didn't happen, right? But I've come to accept, like, all right, well, that's part of my story. It's part of who I am. I work at a software company. I went to university. I did other things. But my passion for the sport is obviously still there. And I can accept that. And whatever opportunities will come up, I'll see. But I'll keep working at it.
Well, Stefan, it's great to hear from you again. Happy that you had so much success there. I'm not surprised by it. You took an opportunity and ran with it, and we look forward to seeing you in the circuit, and hopefully this opens up some more doors down the road.
I really appreciate it, Jason. Yeah, I'd love to chat anytime.
You betcha.